relationship updates on Peso, Tate, Karina, and Rosalia. We take you to the iHeartRadio Music Awards, a major Billboard Latin Music Week announcement. Chelsea Cutler stops by our studio, and we break down why you should know Tanner Adele. Happy Tuesday, April 2nd, and welcome to Billboard News. Yesterday, I joked about having Beyonce on the show, but then I got to see her.
Beyonce!
Like, what? We're going to show you more from our iHeart coverage in our top stories. Old flames, new romances, breakups, and more. There's a lot of love going on in the music biz. Let's dive in.
And then you gotta tell me this. Would you ever do a song with Kid Laroi?
I don't know.
Last night at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, I just had to ask Tate McRae if there was a chance of making music with her rumored boo, the Kid Laroi.
I feel like you guys gotta get in the studio. Do something. It'd be good.
Yeah, maybe. He's amazing.
We agree. He is amazing. And the two of them on one track would sound great. While she didn't give us too much, Hunter Schafer cleared up some old gossip in her recent GQ article. Many speculated she and Rosalia were an item, and she told the mag the rumors were true. Part of us just wants to get it over with, and then the other part is like, it's none of anybody's fucking business. She continued, it's something I'm happy to share, and I think she feels that way too. We've reached out to Rosalia for comment, but have not heard back at time of recording. It is no one's business, and we should let our faves date in peace. Like Karina of aespa. Recently, she took to IG to apologize for not letting fans know she was dating actor Lee Jae-wook. Well, just a couple of months after that, it was announced that the couple split. Lee's agency released a statement to SPOTV saying he decided to end things to focus on the work he is currently filming, and the two will remain as colleagues who support each other. We hate to see a relationship end, but we wish them the best. And they aren't the only ones making statements on their love lives. Over the weekend, Peso Pluma popped up at Anita's performance to show her a little birthday love with a cake and a kiss. So I had to clarify things when I saw him at the iHeartRadio red carpet last night.
Hey, I gotta ask you though, just friends?
Just friends.
Okay, okay, okay. Friends. You know, everybody's asking.
And even more iHeart coverage in a sec, but first, a big announcement. Save the date. Billboard's Latin Music Week returns to Miami October 14th through 18th. Make sure you mark your calendars. And now we take you back to the iHeartRadio carpet to find out how some artists would pull a Beyonce.
16 carriages.
Ooh. With Beyonce flipping Cowboy Carter, you know, doing country music, what's a genre you feel like you could jump into and make an album?
I've been doing country since, like, man, 2012, I think. So, you know, I've been writing a lot of country songs. I've been doing a lot of things in that space for a long time. So I'm glad there's more, you know, more of our culture coming and mixing and just having a good time.
Yeah, me and Zorna Lucas have a big record out right now. It's just incredible, man. I love hip-hop. Always been a hip-hop fan, too. You know me, man. I move like water, baby.
Probably with the way that I talk and the way that I sing, I'm always going to be country. But, I mean, I'm all about kind of stepping outside of my comfort zone. And as long as it's telling a story and making people feel something and making people feel at home, you can call it whatever you want to call it. We'll see what happens.
I want some dance pop from you, Lainey. How about
that? I don't know. Now,
I can see the choreo.
And that's about it. Rap.
Wow. Wait, you got some bars in there?
Yes.
Okay.
I wrote this rap song called The Lies Sound Better. So sick, but I just can't do it yet. I told my writer, I was like, look, faster than Busta Rhymes. I was like, challenge me.
Oh, wait, she's got speed on the skills too?
Oh yeah. I went out for the first time the other night and I did Slim Shady at karaoke. It was the best night of my life. Slim Shady, yes,
I'm the real Shady. True funk.
Ooh, a like, funk H-A
I'm
album.
Talking like Zappin' Roger, Cameo, you know, Parliament, like actual true funk records.
Man, to tell you the truth, it'll just be something country with another element because I call my type of country trailer trap.
Probably pop rock, maybe. Yeah, because you know, like rock is such a huge genre back home in my country. You know, in Southeast Asia, pop rock is huge, so maybe, you know, maybe that's something I want to do. It would be rock and roll.
Ooh, okay, girl. I see, and the tone came out. You already ready. She's like, yeah.
obviously J-pop is my genre, Japanese pop, and I think that's a little bit new over here in the U.S. Not a lot of people have heard it, so maybe that's a little bit unique and surprising. And also on Beyonce's album, Louis Bell, my producer, also produced one of the songs with Post Malone on them.
So oh, look at
maybe
that!
Maybe I can try a little bit of country too.
Okay.
If I could flip a genre, it'd probably be like rave music, like Berlin underground rave music. I would flip that.
Trill all day long.
Trill music?
But no, I've been really enjoying that. I began with Stormzy and looking at all those playlists. And just, I love that London sound.
Have you ever heard of Irish yodeling?
The Irish yodeling, no, Big Time Rush album?
Have you ever heard of Welsh music?
Do you want to do all of this?
I'm gonna wait on that. I'm gonna see how that goes for you.
He's gonna call his lawyer.
Yeah.
And from the carpet to the studio, I got to sit down with Chelsea Cutler and talk all things music and health. Check it out.
Songwriting and production feel one and the same. You know, like anytime I sit down to work on a song, like the production and the songwriting kind of happen simultaneously. It's really interesting. Someone at Tour VIP like asked, like, does the production come first or the songwriting come first? I was like, they're kind of the
hand
same.
In hand,
yeah, but yeah, I've just totally fallen in love with it. And it's amazing because I feel like there's no better way to communicate what I envision in my head into, you know, a real tangible thing. We have a lot of really cool stuff happening. A lot of good stuff in the works. On tour, everyone's always asking me at meet and greet and VIP, like, when's Brent 3 coming? Like, you guys are delusional.
You guys are delusional.
Jeremy and I can't even hang out anymore without everyone accusing us of doing things. So no, we got, obviously we're working on some stuff and yeah, it's gonna be really great.
The full interview is on Billboard's YouTube. And as we get ready to head to the CMT Awards this weekend, we are breaking down some country artists you need to know, and I love today's pick. From Beyoncé's concert to Beyoncé's album. Tanner Adele is a country artist you definitely need to watch.
Sweet as he on a Sunday, but I learned my lessons all the hard way.
The talented songstress has been captivating her audience with certified bops and relatable anthems.
Heard that you've been telling everybody I'm a psycho. Heard that you play my mental health, but that's a lie though.
And before she even jumped on Cowboy Carter, she was already serving a Sasha Fierce type of country.
Looking like Beyonce with a lasso. I'm a buckle bunny.
So it was no surprise Queen B included her with several up-and-coming black women of country on her meaningful cover of the Beatles' Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
And with Whiskey Blues on the way, we can't wait for more Tanner. And that's a wrap on the show today. We'll see you tomorrow when we do it all again. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.